الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we spoke yesterday about the fact that looking is not seeing. Looking is not seeing. Seeing means to understand what you are looking at. To look means only to look at something, but to see it means to understand what you are looking at. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this with regard to his ayat, to regard to his signs. And he said that these signs are for people of understanding, al-ulil albab. Seeing means to understand. Understanding produces two conditions. Today I want to talk about this diagnostics of seeing. How do you know that you are seeing? Seeing produces two conditions. One is a kaifiyat in the heart. One is a change in the heart. One is a feeling in the heart. And the second one is a consequence of that, which is a change in the action. So seeing, if you are seeing something, these two indicators will tell you whether you are actually seeing or you are only looking. A feeling in the heart and a consequent action. I gave you some examples yesterday, but let me give you some more. If you take a very small child, and the child is facing a lion, there's no effect on the child because the child does not understand what's a lion. And more than likely the child will go and hug the lion or something. But if you and I face a lion, then there is a kaifiyat in the heart. There is a feeling in the heart of fear, as a result of which we take some action. But the same lion, and we have seen this many times, the same lion, if it is behind a fence, even though it is the same lion, even though you and I are the same people, there is there is no change in the heart. It's something to look at. You admire it. But remove the fence, the admiration is not there anymore. It's something else. There is fear, there is terror, because you know what this lion can do to you. Right? It may not do that. The lion may not like junk food, so it doesn't do anything to you. But the point is that still, you know, we don't know this. So the issue is, when we are seeing, can we look at these, diagnose ourselves and say, am I only looking at the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, or am I also seeing them? Is there an understanding of what I am seeing? Allah gave us an example of this in the Quran. And subhanAllah ajeeb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the signs of, one of the ways in which we see is also through understanding. So Allah gave us a sign of this difference between seeing and looking and seeing, and the diagnostics of seeing, which is that it produces a condition in the heart and there is a consequent action. And the example in the Quran is where Zakariya alayhi salam saw the food, the fruits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to send to Maryam alayhi salam. Allah mentioned this in the Quran. Zakariya alayhi salam went into the room of Maryam alayhi salam, and Maryam alayhi salam was in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa under his guardianship. And whenever he went out anywhere, for her safety, he used to lock her inside the room, so nobody had any access to the room. And then when he came to check on her to see if she was okay, when he opened the room, he would find that she had out of season fruits in the room. And he would ask her, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran, Ya Maryam, anna laki hadha? Ya Maryam, what is this? From where did it come? And she used to say, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gives to who he wants, bi ghayri hisab. So here is Zakariya alayhi salam. Is he looking at the fruits or is he seeing the fruits? See, he's seeing them. And what is the condition? What is the proof that he was seeing in the way that I'm mentioning? Is because then what did Zakariya alayhi salam do? Zakariya alayhi salam went and stood in his mihrab. And he made salah and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, oh Allah, give me a waris. Give me a son. And then this whole dua of Zakariya alayhi salam in Surah Maryam, where Zakariya alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, my hair is white and my bones have become weak and my wife is beyond the age of childbirth. But give me a waris, give me a son to carry forward this work of da'wah of mine." What is this? This is proof. Zakariya alayhi salam saw something happening with Maryam alayhi salam, which was a direct intervention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not as if Zakariya alayhi salam didn't have faith in Allah. No. He was a Nabi of Allah. Obviously, he had faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he's seeing a karamat. He's seeing a mu'jiza. He's seeing a completely out of the law thing which is happening with Maryam alayhi salam. So, is he simply saying, "Oh, mashallah, mashallah, very good, fantastic, awliya Allah"? No. He's saying, what do I understand by this? I understand by this the khudrat of my Rabb Jalla Jalalhu, who can do things for me even when there is no physical evidence that this thing can happen. This is the meaning of seeing. So this produces, what does it produce in his heart? It produces the awe and glory and majesty of Allah. And because he is one of those who worships Allah, it produces in him this reliance and this tawakkur on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is his reaction? His reaction is that if Allah Jalla Jalaluhu can do this for Maryam, he can do it also for me. So he goes and makes dua. "Oh Allah, give me this." This is the meaning of seeing. The meaning of seeing, therefore, the diagnostics of seeing is to look at ourselves and say, when I see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat of Allah are in the Quran. When I read the Quran, the ayat of Allah are all around me. One of my non-Muslim friends, she said to me, there's a question which I have asked everybody, nobody can answer it. She's kind of atheist. So I said, "What's the question?" She says, "Show me God. Show me God." So I said, "That's the easiest question to answer. What's so difficult?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Go look in the mirror. Go look in the mirror." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Let me ask you a question. Show me electricity." I'm not going all the way to God. Show me electricity. What will you show me? You will show me this electric light. Is that electricity? That's a sign of electricity. And you will show me this air conditioner. Is that electricity? It's a sign of electricity. Is there a difference between what the light is doing and what the AC is doing? World of difference. Turn the light off, the AC will not give you illumination. Turn the AC off, the light will not cool the room. And I said, I can give you a long list of things. Look at your mixer grinder. Look at your microwave. Look at your fan, look at your heater. Look at all the different signs of electricity. So do you believe there is electricity or you don't believe there is electricity? This is the meaning of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu from his signs. What is so difficult about showing God? If you want to shut your eyes and you say, after seeing all of these signs, I still do not believe in electricity, don't believe. Don't believe. Then all I can say to you is go and stick your finger into a PowerPoint 240 volts plug. Then you will know electricity. You won't just recognize electricity, you will know electricity very, very directly and clearly. And I said, just as one day you will know Allah Jalla Jalaluhu very directly and clearly, every person on the face of the planet, whether or not they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu, just like you will know electricity if you stick your finger into a 240 volt power plug. Then you will know what is the meaning of electricity. Then you will know what is the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. This is the issue of seeing, and understanding is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know electricity without sticking your finger. If sticking your finger into the plug is stupid. I mean, there's no intelligence involved, right? That's idiotic, that's stupid. You will know electricity, but that's a very stupid way of trying to know electricity, by burning yourself. Understanding is to do it without that. And that is by recognizing the signs and saying Subhanallah. And then, as I said, the two diagnostics. One is, once I recognize the sign, look at your heart and say, what is the kaifiyat in my heart? What is the situation in my heart? What is the feeling that this recognition is producing in my heart? Because if there is no change in the heart, then it means you have not recognized. Even though you are saying, I am seeing, you are not seeing. You are still only looking. You haven't recognized the lion. You have not recognized the person you love. You have not recognized what you are looking at. You are still looking at it, but you haven't seen it. Once you see it, lazim, it's absolutely, that is the law, which is that if you see something, meaning that if you understand that thing, it produces a feeling in the heart. And that feeling is because of how you know that thing can affect you. The feeling in the heart is because you know how that thing can affect you. Therefore, there is a feeling in the heart. And immediately, there is a consequent action. The action is to go towards it, to avoid it, to do this, to do that, whatever the case might be, there is a consequent action. So if you want to diagnose yourself and say, am I seeing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? May Allah make us all among the ulil albab. If you say, am I among the ulil albab? Am I one of those who recognizes the sign of Allah? If you want to answer this question, no one can answer it for you. You have to answer it for yourself. And what is the answer? Look at your heart and say, "By after seeing the sign of Allah, is there a change in my heart?" And as I told you, the change in the heart will come because of understanding what's the connection. How does this thing affect me? And if there's a change in the heart, then what do I do? What's my action? If these two things are not there, if there is no change in the heart, and if there is no action, it means you are blind. Even though you are looking at something, you are effectively blind, because you are not seeing the thing. And that's the reason why yesterday I mentioned this ayah. That's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah said, they are not blind because the eyes don't see. They are blind because they don't understand. They don't know what they are seeing. So they are blind. Effectively they are blind. Their eyes are like cameras taking picture, nothing happens. Pictures are all correct. That picture has to be seen by somebody else. I can give you many examples. I don't want to waste your time with that. Take for example a CT scan, right? Take a CT scan. You look at the CT scan, it's exactly the same CT scan. And a neurosurgeon or a neurologist looks at the same CT scan. It is still the same CT scan. Some new things have not emerged in it. But the neurologist can see a picture of what is happening in your brain while you are looking at the same thing and you see nothing. It's not because you are blind. Maybe you can see without glasses. The neurologist actually needs glasses, which means that his eyes are not as good as yours, but he can see what you cannot see, because we see with our knowledge, not with our eyes. I don't think I need to give you more examples. I mean, this is more than clear. So do think about this and say, ask yourself, let us do this diagnosis. I remind myself and you, am I seeing or am I only looking? Am I really somebody with eyes, or am I somebody who is blind, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called blind? Because it's the heart which sees, it is not the eyes which see. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us qulub, which can see, which can understand. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then therefore to create the changes in our lives and enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.